USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As America works its way through the coronavirus pandemic on this 4th of July, President Donald Trump wanted to remind Americans where the virus came from and that China needs to be held accountable.
China's secrecy, deceptions, and cover-up allowed it to spread all over the world. 189 countries. And China must be held fully accountable.
And despite the jump in new coronavirus cases, President Trump feels like a vaccine is just around the corner.
I want to send our thanks to the scientists and researchers around the country and even around the world who are at the forefront of our historic effort to rapidly develop and deliver life-saving treatments. We are unleashing our nation's scientific brilliance and will likely have a therapeutic and/or vaccine solution long before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hundreds of people are missing after mass flooding in Japan, and USA's Wendy King has more.
Japan's weather agency has issued a dire warning of flooding and landslides for two areas in southwestern portions of Japan. Around 200,000 people in Kumamoto and Kagoshima are under evacuation orders. The Kuma River has risen well above its banks, washing away at least one bridge and cutting off citizens from rescue crews. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Two American aircraft carriers are conducting exercises in the disputed South China Sea, according to the U.S. Navy, as China also continues to carry out military drills. Both countries have accused each other of stoking tensions in the strategic waterway at a time of strained relations between the two nations over a number of issues, including coronavirus and Hong Kong freedom. The USS Nimitz and USS Ronald Reagan are carrying out those operations and exercises. The South China Sea is claimed by China despite the protests of its neighbors. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With teams in two sports taking a second look at names deemed offensive to Native Americans, the Atlanta Braves have given no indication on whether they're willing to consider a similar change. The Cleveland Indians said they're reconsidering their nickname following the furor over the NFL Washington Redskins name. The Braves released a statement saying the team honors, supports, and values the Native American community, and that will never change. The Braves also said they have much work to do on and off the field in this matter. The Braves have not said if they will continue to encourage the tomahawk chop done at games during the season. The chant caused a stir last year in the NL Division Series loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. In America, you can get almost anything in a drive-thru, and now that includes one very happy spiel, the Oath of Allegiance to become a United States citizen. As crazy as that seems, this is how the American dream now starts. Immigrants who've completed all the requirements of citizenship are pulling into parking lots from San Diego to Des Moines to Detroit for socially distant naturalization ceremonies. In Albany, New York, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services minted 59 brand new Americans, all from the cabins of their cars. When the coronavirus pandemic put a hold on naturalization ceremonies in March, it left a backlog of thousands of people who had qualified to become citizens but had not been officially able to swear the oath of allegiance, the final step in the often year-long process. For USA Radio News, I'm John.